Hello, my name is Eloise. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No.
Okay. How can I assist
you? Are you on the line?
On what line?
Okay, it's you instead of a recording.
Oh, this is a real person. How can I assist you?
Okay, my mother already had the shot. The first one. So she was wondering when to come back. I think she got it at the health department in Calhoun County. Mm-hmm. But she don't know when to go back and get the second one.
Okay. Was she not given instructions as to what to do for the second one?
Did they not tell you what to do for the second one?
They told me to call in 3 weeks.
I've been
trying to call
them. They said call in 3 weeks, and
she said she ain't called them.
She hasn't called them? Yeah, she's called them, but they won't answer.
Oh, I see. Okay. I'm so sorry. She can insist on that number. The only other number that I would have for the vaccine is the pre-registration. So that's not like... even though I understand your situation, it's not to where they can give you an appointment. They can just pre-register you, and once there's an appointment available, they'll contact you. And I don't know if it would be for the first one or the second one.
They just call you like when they're in need, when it's your turn.
Yes, so the phone number that I have, yes, they'll just give you, once you pre-register, they'll contact you once there's an appointment available.
Okay, now that happened the first time.
I had my first shot the 21st of January, about time you arrived.
Yes, and I am hearing you and understanding you, but that's the only number that I have at this time would be that number for pre-registration. And even though you have all those dates, we would not have any record of as to when she had the first one. We cannot reschedule, cancel. The only thing we can do is take the information for pre-registration. And once there's an appointment available, they'll contact her back. So I know that not may be what she is needing, but that's the only option we have. And that's the only information we have. So if they did tell her to call back where she took the first one, she may need to just insist on that number.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
Yes, I hope I've been able to help. If you need more information, you may visit the website of adph.org or cdc.gov. Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.